Listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, brings you St. Gabriel's Trumpet, a Catholic news weekly produced by AM 820 to keep you informed and up-to-date about what's happening in our listening area. And now, St. Gabriel's Trumpet with host Chip Stalter.
Good afternoon and welcome to St. Gabriel's Trumpet for March 17th, the feast day of St. Joseph of Arimathea. This saint was a secret disciple of Jesus who gave up his own tomb and provided a proper burial for Jesus following his death for our sins on the cross. He is the patron saint, fittingly, of funeral directors. There is another saint whose feast we celebrate today. That's right, St. Patrick, patron of Ireland. In honor of St. Patrick, let's begin today's show with a portion of St. Patrick's breastplate, a prayer attributed to him. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in every eye that sees me, Christ in every ear that hears me. St. Patrick was born of Roman heritage in Scotland, enslaved by an Irish raiding party, escaped Ireland, became a priest and a bishop, and was sent back to Ireland to bring the faith to the Gaelic people. If you hear some stories about St. Patrick today, here's a tip. There likely were never any snakes on the island to banish. But he likely did use a shamrock to explain a trinity. He was born in 387 and died in 461 AD. In the show today, we'll learn about the Catholic Home Studies Service Apostolate and check in with the Charismatic Renewal. Kevin Lowry, the man of many bosses, speaks with Mark Hawk about faith and work. First up, though, in our OSU Spotlight, correspondent Dominic Demetay speaks with Buckeye student Carrie Schrader, who is majoring in medical dietetics and whose faith life was changed because of a pie.
Carrie, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and can you tell us a little bit about your faith journey in college?
I started out my freshman year at Eastern Michigan, decided that something was different. It wasn't for me. Came to Ohio State. I decided to room with someone I knew from high school. Not really going into that house thinking that I was going to be like changing my life, living out my faith. That wasn't really high on my priority, but that group of girls definitely like took me under their wing and wanted more for my life, I think. Slowly but surely, they like introduced God into my life and invited me to different places. On the first day I moved in, I actually lived behind one of the SBO houses, and one of the girls brought over pie, and we just had pie and talked about St. Paul Outreach, and just invited me to the Paul Grost, which was part of the first week. And from there, I just started meeting new people.
What was the significance of inviting you into their life and giving you a pie? What was the significance of that relationship?
I think then was just, I didn't realize it, but I see now just the importance of an intentional relationship. She definitely came over with the intention of like just growing in sisterhood.
And did you see any difference between that relationship and the relationships that you've had in past when you were in Eastern Michigan and maybe not being involved with a Christian community like St. Paul's Outreach?
Again, not right away, but I see now, especially how our relationship has grown. I guess the intentional relationship, that was just something I've never been a part of, I guess, or looked for. It was just really consistent. From that day, we definitely hung out like weekly. God was definitely a part of all of our conversations. And she really cared to like push me and grow further. That was always, whenever we hung out, that was always part of our conversation, was like where I was at with prayer or different things like that, especially since I was kind of new to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And how has Sarah's example and witness to you, how's that encouraged you to be a witness of Christ to others?
Just how she cared about our relationship, that it just, I want that for other people, I think. Especially some of my roommates now, different people that I know that haven't quite taken off in their faith, that I want that for other people. And she definitely put that desire in me to go out and have that relationship with other people and have the courage to bring that up with other people. I think what was really funny was just like, she didn't know me as someone, like the first day she met me, she only knew me as their roommate. And she wasn't afraid to bring up her faith or kind of go in an area where if you don't know someone or where they're at with their life, it was just interesting that she was able to do that. And she definitely knew the Lord. She had courage to be able to do that. And that was something I see now in her.
Mm-hmm. And when you're on campus, do you see in the classroom, how do you see your faith being lived out on campus?
This year, especially this last semester, has been really amazing for that, especially after Fan of the Flame. Our small group definitely, we really prayed about being able to be, to have the courage to go out and evangelize this campus, like definitely part of the SPO mission. So much fruit coming from that prayer. I know there's a lot of people in my major that want to know the Lord, but don't really know how. And just coming off that retreat, I just told one of the girls that I wanted to go to one of the things on campus. There's Real Life, one of those things. And I think that's something that SPO really taught me, was like to meet people where they are, like spiritually, but like literally meet them where they are and go where those people are. And they're at Real Life and they're at the Oval and different things like that. So I went with them and we had a really good conversation just about God in their life. I don't know. It was really good. It was really good to see how they see God on campus and how much a part of it, or how much he is a part of their lives. And it's just like really in the classroom, that's kind of on the table now. We've definitely talked about it. It's just been really good and it's going to definitely grow from there. So I'm really excited. I know there hasn't been a One Gospel since we talked, but I think they're going to come this week. So that's going to be really good. So more conversation to come from that.
Well, thank you so much, Carrie.
Yeah, thank you.
For more information about St. Paul's Outreach, visit the website www.spoweb.org. You're listening to St. Gabriel's Trumpet. Today, Kevin talks with Mark Hawk, the president of Rev Local, an internet marketing company here in town. Mark is a man who lives his faith throughout his business career. Let's listen in as Kevin chats with him.
This is Kevin Lowry with St. Gabriel's Trumpet. Today, I'm speaking with Mark Hawk. Mark is the president of Rev Local, a St. Gabriel Radio business underwriter. He's the chairman of the St. Gabriel Radio Board of Directors and is the president of the Columbus Chapter of Legatus Board of Directors. And most importantly, he is a husband and father of five. And among other things, he's my boss. Mark, welcome.
Thank you, Kevin. I don't know about the boss part.
I have the great privilege of actually having two jobs and working for two guys named Mark.
Yeah.
One is Mark Hawk here, and the other is Marcus Grody. Both wonderful guys. But Mark, I got to say, you're a busy guy. How in the world do you find time for your faith with everything else that you have going on?
Well, you know, Kevin, it is a constant struggle. It's been a struggle throughout the years, but I think it is a habit. It has to be structured into my daily life, and I think I try to stay consistent as I can first thing in the morning, making that my respite of time of, I know, call it a holy half hour or whatever, just to really recenter. I always, my wife and I remind each other all the time of trying to keep a heavenly perspective, because the busyness can cause you to take your eyes away and point them down at your problems rather than trying to realize that what it's all for and what's going to be about in the end.
Well, I got to tell you, it's a privilege to work at an organization where you look at your boss's calendar and you see adoration in the morning. I've worked at a number of different places. This is the first time I've ever seen that.
Well, Mother Teresa taught us, you know, that she couldn't do what she did unless she had her 2 hours of prayer in the morning. And I think that's what I've learned as well. As much as there are times where you say, I don't have time for that, you can't afford not to. And I think when you engage in that, it's, you know, I've learned over the years after doing it that it's hard to live without it when, you know, the busyness. So I think God gives the grace to enable you to focus in on what you should focus in on.
Well, you wear a lot of different hats in your various roles, including as president of a secular business. Now, how does your faith inform that particular role?
You know, I think all of our life's work is about serving others, whether it be serving our spouse or serving our children, or, you know, I think it's a great honor to be given a place where you can serve those and give people opportunity as well as hopefully create an environment where they can thrive. Mm-hmm. So for me, it is about, you know, trying to be a servant. And then there are times when, you know, I feel like I may not be worthy of it, but I think it's something that God has asked me to do. And with people like you, Kevin, I try to surround myself with great people who also understand the responsibility of stewardship to whatever opportunities God gives us.
Right.
You know, to give you a beautiful child as a baby is a gift.
Sure.
It's a miracle.
Absolutely.
To give you a business opportunity, it's a gift.
Yeah.
And so it all goes back to trying to remember it's not about you, it's about stewardship and about using your gifts so that it gives God some glory and in the process hopefully takes care of your needs. But we have to check ourselves against trying to give ourselves glory.
Sure, absolutely.
That's where the humility piece comes in to say it's really not about who we are. It's about what we can do for someone else.
Absolutely. It's a constant struggle, really.
It is. It is.
Now, tell me a little bit about your involvement in Legatus, which is, of course, a wonderful organization that I just love. It's for Catholic business leaders. But the mission of the organization is to learn, live, and spread the faith. How has that manifested in your life?
Well, you know, Legatus is a great opportunity for me to be around other people who focus on or have been asked, you know, been given a gift of a business, an opportunity. They're all leaders of Catholic businesses. It's really part of the criteria, president, CEOs, and senior level executives. So you're with peers who are also struggling with the challenges and the weight of, you know, business decisions and people that that they're serving and trying to lead. And so it's a great opportunity for me, but it really fits in for me in the way to get an opportunity to learn and grow from those who've had experiences before me and beside me that are also running businesses in other industries. So, you know, being the leader of it wasn't something I necessarily ever aspired to do. It's one of those things when you get the tap from somebody you respect, like Chuck Wilson, who helped start the chapter, that you're not going to say no, or Mike DeAndrea, people that you really
sure.
respect and have incredible love for what they've done and what they've done for other people, that's how you end up in the position of, you know, trying to help, you know, coordinate the chapter more than lead it. It really is just a coordination opportunity. So.
Well, it's funny. I do recall that you were drafted into the position.
That's right. That's right.
But at the same time, I think everybody was very happy that you said yes. This is Kevin Lowry with St. Gabriel's Trumpet, and today I'm speaking with Mark Hawk. Mark, one of the things that I really appreciate about working with you at Rev Local is how shortly after I started, we had Father David Sizemore come down to the office and do an enthronement to the Sacred Heart. Talk a little bit about that and how that's impacted the company.
Well, you know, I think it's a realization that we had at St. Gabriel Radio early in the days of figuring out where God was leading us with the radio station. And under the direction and under the encouragement of Bill Messerly, our executive director, he called us all to enthrone the station, really understand that we are taking a physical action and a commitment and a covenant with God that we're doing this for your purposes. Mm-hmm. And this is yours. You have the wheel. And I think, like I said earlier, I think the stewardship of this isn't about what we can create or build financially and take with us to heaven. It stays here. So I think it really is a physical sign as well as a spiritual exercise to remind us and to allow the Holy Spirit to be present mm-hmm. and to guide what we do, what we think, how we act. And that little reminder, and I think also the Holy Spirit now has permission
right.
in our business to recognize that we need in a direction and that the decisions we make do have consequences.
You know, one of the things that you told me a while back that I just really appreciate is you mentioned the stewardship of the opportunity. And this is a rapidly growing company. Things are going very well. There are a lot of people being employed here. I just really appreciate that. So thank you so much for all of your efforts on behalf of the Catholic community in our diocese. How can we pray for you?
Well, you know, I think praying for all of those people who are touched by the things that we're all involved in, you know, the listeners of St. Gabriel Radio, whether they be, you know, faithful people who are trying to grow in their faith or people who are coming back to the church, praying for the causes that God has asked us all to be involved in. I think the Holy Spirit is alive and well and wanting to, you know, to draw everyone to Christ. And so I think that that's really the prayer that I would ask of everyone, the people that we touch, the businesses we touch, that they thrive and succeed and also recognize that everything we do in our earthly life is leading towards a place where we're all going to be facing our Maker and also hopefully eternally with God. So I think that's how I look at the the opportunity we have is to help each other get there.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, and I will certainly pray for you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Mark. This is Kevin Lowry for St. Gabriel's Trumpet.
Sue, can you tell us about a few of the events going on in the area?
The 7th Annual Diocesan Honor Choir Concert will take place Wednesday, March 26th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Resurrection, 6300 East Dublin Granville Road in New Albany. The Honor Choir invites students from all diocesan schools, and more than 300 singers from 17 schools will participate. A free will offering will be collected to support the Holy Family Soup Kitchen. Bishop Watterson Drama Department will present the spring musical Crazy for You on Friday and Saturday, March 21st and 22nd at 7 p.m. at the high school at 99 East Cook Road. Tickets are $12 for adults, $8 for students and seniors, and $4 for children under 12. St. Charles Prep School will hold their annual Father-Son Mass and Breakfast on Saturday, March 29th. Mass begins at 9:30 a.m. in the Mother of Mercy Chapel, with buffet breakfast following in the Commons. The guest speaker this year is Paul Reiner. The breakfast is free, but RSVPs are required. Please send an email to Louis Fabro at lfabro@ceducation.org. And remember to support your local parish Lenten fish fry. Last week, we went to St. John Newman, and it was good, wasn't it, Chip?
Well, everyone said they loved the fish, and I enjoyed the cheese pizza. The Catholic Home Study Service invites you to learn more about our faith by studying at home. It's sponsored by the Vincentian Community and the Missouri Knights of Columbus, and offers 9 free courses faithful to the teachings of the Church. The Catholic Home Study Service enrolls students from all 50 states and from many foreign countries. It also sends course materials to priests and religious instructors who teach in parishes, schools, and in prisons. The courses are taken by Catholics who wish to update their knowledge of the faith and by non-Catholics who want to learn more about the Church. Students may send in lessons by postal mail or by the Internet. Al Cassidy has been a volunteer missionary for the Saints Xavier and Tree Society for over 15 years, an apostolate through which the Catholic Home Study Service reaches out to people all over the country. Let's listen in as Carrie speaks to him about why he feels the apostolate is so important.
Can you tell us a little bit about the apostolate and then about the program?
Well, the apostolate was founded 50 years or better ago, and the purpose is we mail out postal cards each day by our members to randomly in this country, inviting them to send for the information that's available to them through these cards.
So this is a great program that somebody can do from the convenience of their own home.
Correct.
When somebody mails back in the card, what kind of information is provided to them?
Whatever book that they send for, they'll also be given a questionnaire. At the end of each chapter, there are questionnaires for them to fill out. And then they are returned to the home study course, and they will in turn send out another book as the people request it.
So this program was started by the Missouri Knights of Columbus. And can you tell us a little bit about Father Oscar Lutfar and some of the missions that he gives through this program?
He is still doing the work. He does give missions. Our director sends out a newsletter about 3 times a year letting us know what information and where the cards are coming from, so that the people mailing them out have an idea of the geographical area that these cards are coming from.
Well, it seems like a very successful program. An article that we read recently said over 9,000 people are actually taking this home study Catholic course, and that once you complete the program, you get a certificate of completion also.
That's correct. We're reaching out into the deep and trying to bring people to Christ. I got the article from the Sunday Visitor back in October of 98. As I was reading it, I read it again, and I thought, well, this is something I'd like to be involved with. And consequently, I sent a letter to Dr. Parry, and then he called me and said that he was welcoming me to the society. Now, during this period of time, we've had a lot of people come and go. But I mean, we had a lot of young people coming in, which was great. Then we also had a lot of older people that had become handicapped and had health problems, and they could no longer do it. I am surprised that I'm still able to do it, and I'm in my early 80s. I talked to a woman not too long ago that was visiting with my wife. Her parents were of different denominations. They went to two different churches, and she could never understand why. So she said she received one of these cards in the mail, and she said that when she received the card, she read it over, and she said, I'm going to try this. So she sent the card in, and she got the material that she was seeking. And over a period of time, she came into the church. The purpose of the book is to bring people closer to Christ.
For more information on getting involved with this very important apostolate, please go to amm.org/chss.htm.
There's no charge for the Catholic Home Study Service, and no one will call on you. You may take the course alone or with friends or family members in the convenience of your own home. For more information or to help with this apostolate, please visit www.amm.org/chss. You're listening to St. Gabriel's Trumpet, a Catholic news weekly on AM 820 St. Gabriel Radio. On March 21st through the 23rd, the Catholic Charismatic Renewal will hold its annual men's and women's retreat at the St. Teresa's Retreat Center. The retreat director this year is Walter Matthews. Come and enjoy a wonderfully blessed weekend with our Lord and your brothers and sisters in Christ. The retreat begins on Friday, March 21st, with a registration at 6 p.m. and ends following lunch on Sunday, March 23rd. For more information, you can contact the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Center at 614-914-8556. Our correspondent Carrie Migalski spoke with Jackie Temple, the director of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal, and Rhonda Hamilton, the administrative assistant, about the impact Catholic Charismatic Renewal has had in their lives and what the Catholic Charismatic Renewal is all about.
I am here with Jackie Temple, who is the director of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Center, and Rhonda Hamilton, who is the administrative assistant. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. So how is a Catholic Charismatic Mass different than a traditional Mass?
Well, we start off our Masses with a praise and worship session. And the praise and worship session is a very important part of our worship and our Mass. You know, the Lord is worthy of all praise. And this ministry, what it does is it really allows you to just let go of the things that you're holding on to and just be in the presence of the Lord. So we always start off with praise and worship for an hour. The Mass is your traditional Mass, and actually during the praise and worship, a lot of the gifts of the Holy Spirit might manifest. You know, there might be prophetic words for people, things like that. And during the Mass, we really bring a lot of that praise and worship into the Mass. Mm-hmm. It's a very lively celebration, truly, of it's really a celebration of Mass. Every Mass is healing because of the Eucharist, but we also bring in other options for prayer teams, pray over for personal needs. You know, there's a lot of healing that goes on during these Masses, as Rhonda says. Especially, it seems to be a lot of spiritual healing, which is very important.
So you have some exciting events coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about the Men and Women's Retreat?
The Men and Women's Retreat is March 21st through the 23rd at St. Teresa's Retreat Center. And that starts Friday night at 6 p.m. and goes Sunday through lunch.
Okay. And where can someone find out more information on the events like the retreat?
We have a website that is ccrcolumbus.org. You can also call us at 614-914-8556.
And Jackie, is there any more events coming up that you wanted to talk about?
Yes, we are holding a diocesan-wide Life in the Spirit seminar, which will take place April 30th through June 4th. It's a six-week seminar. It's once a week on Wednesday nights at St. Elizabeth's in Columbus from 7 to 9 o'clock. Now, the Life in the Spirit seminar is truly a grace for the Church. That it just allows us to be aware of how the Holy Spirit operates in our lives, to be open to how the Holy Spirit just moves in our lives and guides us and leads us. One of the really amazing things that seem to occur through a Life in the Spirit seminar is a thirst or a knowledge for the Word of God, mm-hmm. to really learn more. People seem to really grow in love for the sacraments, a deeper understanding.
I see that in a very, very small way. At St. Joan of Arc, we have teen adoration and Bible study on Monday nights, and we do praise and worship during the adoration, and it's just so beautiful just to sing praise and worship in the presence of our Lord, but to see it with these teens, and then we go right from there into Bible study, and it does. I feel like it opens up the door for the Holy Spirit to really work in their lives.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's truly what we experience in the renewal in our praise and worship. It's really that anointing of the Holy Spirit, you know, just coming down upon you, and your heart changes.
Thank you for all your work that you're doing with this organization and this ministry, and we hope to hear more from you.
For more information on attending the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Annual Men and Women's Retreat, or for more information about the Catholic Charismatic Renewal in general, visit their website at ccrcolumbus.org. On behalf of the team here at St. Gabriel's Trumpet and all those who work with St. Gabriel Radio, we'd like to thank our listeners for their generous support during last week's Spring Spirit Drive. That's it for today's episode of St. Gabriel's Trumpet. We'll be back next Monday at noon with a brand new episode. If you have a story idea or event or something really crazy good going on at your parish that you want the world to know about, send us an email at info@stgabrielradio.com. For the St. Gabriel's Trumpet team, I'm Chip Stalter. Deus vobiscum.
St. Gabriel's Trumpet is a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820. Archives of St. Gabriel's Trumpet with Chip Stalter and all of our locally produced programs are available at stgabrielradio.com.
Veni, so-